Oh, no. Can you tell I've never
welcome
been
back.
And welcome back.
So for that the, was, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you should.
Should I leave?
Yeah, I think you're fired.
I'm quitting.
Bye.
Again, I've quit twice already. Let's see how the rest of the night goes. I was just going to say that was S&M and Love on the Brain by Rihanna.
Love
she
it.
She is everything that I live for. I wake up for Rihanna in the morning.
Yeah.
Her and coffee. Anyway, so welcome back.
Thanks for tuning in. It's your host of Swipe Right, DJ X.
And DJ K. So,
I'm sorry.
Original. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to dive right into what sites we've used and apps we've used. And obviously, if the name of our show is any indication about what the show is about, we both have been on Tinder. But before we get started with all that, we are drinking. We are
what
drinking,
are we drinking
Bear Flag from California.
Honestly,
which is probably the lamest way to say
it. I went to the LCBO today, and DJ K over here told me, get some dry white wine, because that's what I prefer, because she's basically a wine connoisseur. Anyways, so I asked the lady, and this is what she gave me, and apparently it's too fruity still.
No, it's too sugary. So we're going to switch
whatever,
that
this
up
this label is so cool.
Every week. It's nice. You know, it's well balanced. It's probably good with a protein. However,
10%
it would
alcohol.
Be good for a first date.
Ooh.
You know? Anyhow, so we'll update you every week on what we're drinking, and give us recommendations.
Most definitely will be wine.
Always will be wine. And we do have lids on everything we're drinking right now because that is protocol and we follow protocol.
Always.
Anyhow, so obviously let's start with Tinder. I'm on Tinder.
I'm on Tinder.
Always. I have this like endless relationship with Tinder where I'm constantly breaking up with the app itself. I download it and delete it and then download it.
Or
and
reset it because I'm like bored
it.
With my matches.
And then I play with the
settings.
Range.
The age range? Ooh.
Oh, yes. What is your age range?
Honestly, I'll check right now because sometimes
don't even lie because the other day you
I'm
brought
not-
up an 18-year-old and I was so confused and offended and I almost
okay
called
relax
the cops
relax
on you.
Right now it's 21 to 26.
Okay, so Lee and I are 4 years apart.
Yeah,
I'm the elder.
Whatever.
Yes,
not even
4 years. I mean,
okay,
it ain't nothing. So I have my range from 26 to about 39.
Oh wow, you like the daddies.
Okay, relax. That's too soon after that sign on King Street the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm not even going to dive into because...
That's for another time.
I'm crying.
We got to unpack that another time.
We're going to unpack that. This is not the night for
we
it.
We do not have time for
I
that
am not
tonight.
Ready. I did not wear the right pants.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my dog just knocked a piece of wood off the wall. She is not allowed to come back. Ever
oh,
again.
Well.
So, yeah, I have my range and I play with it. I mean, I, in the sense of like, let's do 15 kilometers and maybe I'll see them tomorrow walking down the street.
Oh, or yeah, maybe.
Let's do 120 kilometers so I never actually have to meet them, but I get the satisfaction of matching them and
maybe have a quick little convo or something.
And that's what I find is infuriating about Tinder lately, or at least in like the last year. And I hate having to refer to it in that kind of time frame because that really implies that I've been on it for long enough to know that there's been a difference in
oh,
the
yeah.
communication patterns.
I think I definitely got it like the day I turned 18.
Oh my God. But I honestly think it's so interesting how it's progressed from this app that has typically, and I guess initially had been used as a hub for hookups. And it's now verged into this area where you can actually meet people and have these relationships that are pretty sustainable.
People get married.
Yeah, actually some of my closest friends are currently either in relationships or are seeing someone that they have met off Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great. None of them are matching with me.
Where do you...
I am so happy for
all my
friends.
Where all these people come from?
I don't know. This
oh,
is
they're
why
swiping
I restarted.
Left on me.
Yeah, so I mean, we've both been on it for a long time, and obviously that was... Tinder was partially... the inspiration behind this show, but I think a show like this is important, and it's obviously prevalent in a lot of people's lives. I'm not going to say everyone,
because
I can't generalize, but...
But did you actually know?
Men? Did I know what? Please school me right now. Take me on a
wild
ride.
Did a little bit of research here.
We did. We prepared.
And men swipe right 46% of the time, while women only swipe right 14% of the time.
Because women have standards, and men just want to get boned, and that was horrible.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Again, we can't speak for everyone, but it's fine.
Again, Brittany's just an
we're
asshole.
Working on it.
I love how like I'm gonna be anonymous. Says my name twice.
It's fine.
Says your name.
It's fine.
I'm still standing behind this guise of anonymity.
But also, there's more men than women on Tinder. Yet women spend more time on the app than men per average session.
Because we have to. Because
we're picky.
Through them and weed through all of the shirtless gym pics that no one cares about.
Sometimes you even get full.
No, we're not bringing it up.
I know. I can't talk about
it.
I'm still scarred. people just think it's okay to post their genitals as their profile picture.
Hard no. Just gonna say that
across. Yeah, it's a hard no.
You know what? I'm gonna take that leap and speak for everyone. It's a hard no.
Yeah.
So other than that, another fun fact about Tinder is they host an LGBTQ plus contest, and they choose one couple that have originally met on Tinder, and they donate $100,000 to their wedding.
That's awesome.
Which is really great. I mean, I'm someone that doesn't necessarily want to have a wedding because I've never seen the point in spending that much money. However, I think it would be, obviously, if you're given $100,000, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
And the fact that they've opened it up.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love
it. And super important. And I feel like not a lot of people, at least that I've talked to or had conversations about Tinder with, know that. I mean, I didn't know that until, what, 3 days ago when we were doing the research for the show. So that's really interesting. All right, so we're moving on because we're just talking up a storm. So Bumble.
This is like, I don't want to say like the ripoff of Tinder.
It is Tinder improved.
Tinder improved.
I think it
improved.
Came in at a very important time in that where Tinder was kind of the focal point for hookups and that hub for hookups. And I think it was created for those, and especially for women, but for those that wanted a little bit more serious interactions and maybe something that was, sorry, my dog is now sleeping. But yeah, so obviously Bumble was launched in, not obviously, I'm schooling you right now. Bumble was launched in 2014 in December by founder Whitney Wolf Hurd, who originally co-founded Tinder, but sued Tinder for sexual discrimination and settled for $1 million in September 2014.
So she definitely used that money.
Oh yeah, which is
to
great.
To start Bumble, which is awesome.
Yeah, she deserves it. I mean, she said, this is not cool, sued them. I still think $1 million is a little bit low, but
yeah.
I think what she did with it, and despite facing discrimination in the workplace, she created a solution, and it's obviously beneficial for a large amount of people that have matched and maybe further met someone that's now someone that's super important in their life. So I think it's incredible.
The thing like about Bumble is that they have the romantic aspect of it, but they also have the BFF. So you can like the idea you can meet your best friend on there.
I know.
Which is like, I can't really wrap my head around yet, but it's a nice concept.
I did switch it on when it was first an option. I was like, oh, this is cool. And I was like, I can use more friends. I hate everyone from high school. I fucking hate them. So all my high school friends that aren't listening, this is now fully embedded in DotRadioLaurie.com and serves as a reminder to never contact me again. But on a more serious note, I remember trying it out and I was talking to this girl and we were just being buds and
growing out.
Just being pals.
Yeah.
But then the idea of meeting up.
Weird.
I couldn't do it. Which is weird because I mean, that's the point. It shouldn't be agreed. But I always friendships ideally should be organic.
Yeah.
Why is it different?
You know, like if you meet someone organically, you never know everything about them.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying you know everything about them like on the profile, but you can still see what they're into and that sort of thing. See
and
if
what
you
they
match
can offer
that
you.
Way. Yeah.
Like if they're a mechanic, immediate friends. Cool.
I need a car. My car
free service.
Thank you so much.
I had this really interesting, not interesting, it was a horrible conversation with my friends. And we were talking about seeking out friendships that could offer you something, which was incredibly selfish, but I'm there for it. I've signed up for it. I'm here. So if you are a mechanic, if you're a hairdresser, if you do eyelashes,
RL swipe right at gmail.com. Yeah.
We want your friendship, but more importantly, we want your services.
But and, friendship as well.
And that's what we represent here on Swipe Right. Yeah, so I think Bumble is okay. I mean, 85% of the users are women's. Like,
and
obviously,
women,
it's geared towards women and for women, which is great.
Yeah, because we have to talk first, right?
However, I find every single time that I match with someone, then I'll reach out to them and they let the time expire. And I'm just like,
okay,
well,
bye.
Who the hell is here for
yeah.
this? I am not.
I put my effort in.
I
put yours in now.
My heart on the line. To reach out and say hello, sir, and you have declined, and I'm over it. So I actually
I'm
don't really use Bumble, and they also send you an overwhelming amount of notifications.
Yeah,
being
like you're Bumble
so
worthy.
Special. Yeah, 85 Bs think you're cute, and I'm like, girl, I already knew that.
Don't have
I
to send me
don't
the
need
notification.
The notification. Listen. So yeah, and then OkCupid. I've again with this follows through this like theme of self indulgence and my love for talking about myself and finding out more about myself. Even if it's through app like OkCupid. And you do that because it creates multiple choice tests that users can take that obviously aid in the matchmaking process, but also allows yourself to talk about yourself.
Love it.
So I've literally spent an hour filling out those questionnaires and I'm just like, yes, no smoking. Yes, I'm an atheist. Yes. You know, creationism should
let
not
me
be
tell you.
Schools. Bye.
Let me tell you about me. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah. And people will reach out and be be like, no, this is not for you, sir. It is for me. God. So, and it asks you like things that you cannot live without. And I just remember mine being like my lipstick and my headphones. And I'm like, oh,
music, family.
Music, family, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
I'm so, so sorry, everybody.
But one that's kind of similar to OKCupid is Plenty of Fish.
Yes. There's an abundance of men that shouldn't. Yes. I'm worried about. I'm like, I feel like everybody that has a criminal record uses Plenty of Fish. Yes. And that is super offensive. Yes. But I also, that's an accurate depiction.
The average age of users is 30 to 40 years old.
Yes. They deserve it.
For the short time that I had Plenty of Fish, honestly, most men that would message me were in that age range. That does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other individuals my age.
I mean, it's hard enough to admit that you've met off Tinder. Mm-hmm. Bumble is a little less. I mean, Bumbler. I'm starting an app. Stay tuned. Bumble is classy form of Tinder. However, Plenty of Fish is like, you know.
This is, hey, where did you guys meet? Oh, Plenty of Fish.
It's like, Plenty of Fish. Anyways. So yeah. Okay, and this is also the funniest fact of all time. At least in the 5 minutes that we were doing research.
I love it.
So 78% of Plenty of Fish users have admitted that they've been ghosted at least once. Which, okay, first of all, I'm so impressed that 30 to 40-year-olds, like that age range is aware of what ghosted means. Because that's somewhat of a relatively recent colloquialism adopted in the society of being ghosted, of which I have been ghosted.
I was just going to ask you. Yeah. Tell me a good ghost story.
So there's this fountain on West Mount Road. I grew up in Kitchener. And if you may have driven past it. It's the Urban Insurance Building. But this one lovely night, this dude and I, who I had a crush on all throughout high school, and we were talking endlessly via text, but he was pretty sure still in love with one of my best friends, which chose to forget because he was so cute. Yeah. Anyway, so we made out in this fountain, flashing water on each other.
Magical.
I was in The Notebook. Anyways, the KW version. So it was beautiful. We walked home and we made out. Light was coming up. I looked terrible. I was wet, wearing white. It was awful, but I was still lying to myself and saying like, hey, you look cute, girl. It's fine. He's got it. Yeah. He still wants you, you know? But yeah, he never spoke to me ever again. And we still follow each other on Instagram. And I'm like,
unfollow him.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to admit that I have standards, but I really don't.
They're like kind of low.
I'm kidding. But yes, I've been ghosted plenty of times. Obviously, that comes hand in hand with using dating sites.
Online dating, you have to get ghosted.
Yeah, you have to be ready. You have to ready yourself for rejection. You have to ready yourself for ghosting. Mm-hmm. You have to be very, like, have a kind of a tougher skin, which is something that I struggle with because rejection in all walks of my life is terrifying.
Yeah. As it is for a lot of people, right?
Yeah, no, definitely it is. So to keep going, I would ask you about whether you've been ghosted, but
honestly, yeah. So many times.
So many times.
So many times.
Yeah.
Guys are just shit.
Men suck, and like that's the end of our.
You know, girls suck too. I'm not saying that girls don't.
Women are perfect, and I don't know what you're talking about, but there's the door. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, but generally men are not great. Which
just like they lose interest so quickly.
Like, via toxic masculinity that like they haven't been taught the skills to communicate, and then you bring them into the world of modern dating with women that have been taught that, and it's just like a really bad combination. So, but we're gonna go on to another one.
Let's get a little bit more risque.
So next one is seeking arrangement.
So yeah.
Seeking arrangement?
No, just seeking arrangement. Okay. So this is a dating site. Not really a dating site, more like a mutual relationship site. I don't know what to call this. It's
so
between.
It's where sugar daddies and sugar mommies can find sugar babies to
sugar them. Oh my God, I hate that term.
And
sugar babies.
Yeah, I'm terrified, but I said it and I'm owning it and it's real.
Honestly, I was terrified too, but once upon a time, I had an experience. I decided to download the app.
Yes, he did.
And it all worked out. It's fine. I don't want to give too many details.
Where did you go? What did he sugar you with?
I definitely cannot say the details.
Hey,
on air.
Listen, DJ X. I've never been inclined to download that because I have a problem with anyone paying for me, let alone men.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to shame anyone for using it. That's their prerogative. But I mean, it's definitely piqued my curiosity hearing that someone my age has experienced that.
Yeah. So many girls, like especially in the States, do it.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's sugar daddies that will literally pay for their college.
Wild.
And they
I'll sign up for that because right now my debt is sitting at $32,000. So if anyone wants to sign up for
oh my
that paycheck... It's rlswiperight@gmail.com. And I'm here. I will not do anything. I probably won't even meet you, but like, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for that deposit.
But some of these relationships these girls have with these dads or sugar daddies mm-hmm. or sugar moms, mamas,
mommies. I'm not ready for that. I feel sick.
They will literally pay for everything. Like,
yeah.
That's and like my, complex my experience little. Wasn't that crazy because we are in Waterloo.
That's
but
fair.
I was interested. And like you said, I was super not about paying for stuff for me, but you get used to it, you know?
The independent woman in me is screaming.
Yeah.
I am crying, but you know, I'm again,
let's move on.
We are not shaming. We are sex positive.
Next.
Like, all about it. So next is Ashley Madison.
Oh my God. They're getting to say this.
Their company motto is life is short, have an affair, which, hey,
hey,
it's valid.
Hey, I could live by that.
They offer affair guidelines with advice on how to cover your track. And they were founded in 2001.
70% of members are men. Well, that's not really a surprise.
Yeah, shock. I would pretend to be shocked, but I don't have time for that. So I have always been curious. I'm definitely unsure as to where I remember seeing this, but I remember the founder, CEO, or there was a lot of controversy because a lot of the content on that site had been leaked. Mm-hmm. And so it came into the media and there's this big buzz around the morality of Ashley Madison and entertaining that and being someone that pursued that affair and like yeah. what that meant for marriage and obviously the consequences of that and like the ripples it has in families, etc. And that's a larger conversation. And my dog is so upset. She does not agree with Ashley Madison's company motto. She just cried.
She says, no way.
She's like, no way, Jose. No way. I am faithful. So, like any gal, I'm a curious one. And I downloaded Ashley Madison just yeah. because, I mean, come on.
Just to see what it was like.
Just to see what the content was like. Like, how frisky are we talking?
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm into a man that knows what he wants. And if it's an affair, like,
fine.
That ain't on me. So.
Oh my God. I'm. Not my responsibility.
I don't have a family. It's fine. I'm kidding.
But they do.
Yeah, but I'm not related to them. No, I'm 100% kidding. Monogamy is where it's at. Ish.
Ish.
Unless you, okay, I don't agree with having an affair, but also that's not a I think there's a difference between having an affair and a lot of people are in a polygamous relationships or open relationships that have had those conversations and yeah. respectfully enter into relationship with others outside of that relationship. And so maybe some of the men that are on there are those men that have had those conversations with their significant others. And so I'm not going to shame all of the 70% of members that are men, but anyways, back to my experience. I downloaded it. I cannot remember how old I was. I was maybe like 19, 20. And
so like 100 years ago.
That was rude and I'm offended. I'm submitting a complaint to HR.
Fine.
Hi, HR. I'm attacked. So, I don't know. It wasn't really anything. I just, you know, you make your username. You do your...
Do your thing.
I didn't even put a photo. I just was like...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Purely seductive username grabs them. There's the bar
I wish you could remember your username.
I'm sure it had something to do with, like, kitties or... Like,
XOXO. It was,
XOXO, like, sugar baby, like, 93.
XOXO DJK.
No. No, I'm not sure what it was, but the bar is set pretty low there. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, it's a very specific desire.
Especially, like, in this area, too, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't stay on it for long. It was more of just, let's just call it research. Let's reword the language
research.
To make it a more acceptable endeavor on my part. So, yeah, that was interesting, to say the least, and I didn't really have a negative experience. It was very sexual. Very sexual. People were very kinky, and I think that's a lot of what it is. I think it's a really good, it's not good, but I think it's a way for someone enter in to a sexual relationship with someone and not have
the commitment.
This like shame of being like kink shamed though. Like,
oh, true, you know true, true. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm just glazing over this and it's more complex than this, but I'm tired. It's been a long day. But basically my point being that I think men go on there because they have these specific kinks or these specific desires that they don't maybe feel comfortable in the dynamic of their relationship to discuss mm-hmm. or they're very specific, and I'm not here to kink shame anyone, so maybe that's why I'm not going to speak to anyone's rationale behind entering that, but it's still there. I always thought it was going to get deleted after that whole controversy.
I think so, yeah.
But people are going to find ways to have an affair.
Exactly.
Anyways, we're going to go into another music break, so we'll see you on the other side of that break, and we're going to go into, as an homage to Ashley Madison, we're going to start with Unfaithful by Rihanna, and then end with Sex With Me. Which, again, another homage, because that's what we're about. All right.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. I think my earphones were turned up at some point. All right, so that was Unfaithful and Sex With Me.
By Rihanna. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just love you. Just him so
much.
Oh
my God.
This show is basically made so I could just tell Leah on air how much I love her. And again, the show is over now.
Bye.
Goodbye. All right. So this is the
we're going to call this show. Section. What are we calling this?
Slide into our DM or yours.
I love it.
Again, we're going to go through mostly Leah's Tinder messages because she's just been swiping right until
her thumb was numb. Let me tell you. So when we decided we want to do the show, I set my Tinder bio to, let me read it for you. I have a weekly radio show where I talk about Tinder. This is kind of rude. And the stupid guys on it. So I'm just here for research. And the amount of messages. So I've just been swiping right on everyone. Anyone and everyone. I don't care who.
We needed content.
I just needed some content.
We have no shame, all of you that are judging us.
So I got, within the span of a week, so many messages from different guys being like, hey, like, how can I get on your radio show? What do I have to say for you?
It was
about
the radio show and 0% of about DJ Me. X. I had nothing what to do with her.
What do I have to say to like get it on the radio
show? Conclusively, we've learned that all you have to do is put in your bio that you have a radio show. Just lie.
Yeah.
Just lie through your teeth. And that's how you get matches. So yeah. That's the trick. We figured out Tinder. We've broken that code.
So yeah, like I reset my Tinder. I now have 474 matches within the week.
Okay. To put that into perspective, the last time we checked, which was even a couple days after you'd already started swiping right to everyone, mm-hmm. you had, what, 220 something. And I had looked and I thought that was preposterous. I was offended.
Now we almost have 500.
I was concerned for her well-being. And now, 3 days later, I am just learning that she has doubled that number.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
And you know what? I told some of these Tinder guys mm-hmm. about the show and I sent them the link.
Yeah.
So if it's you're terrifying. Listening right now.
I am so sorry, sir, but you're
what's going on?
Dragged. So, yeah. So why don't you read them?
Yeah, let me read you some messages.
So alternatively, I maintained my very, very picky standards, and I got about, what, 6 matches? And none of them messaged me. So, again, therapy is needed after this week of very trying research, if you want to call it that.
So, I've got some messages in here. I've had some guys try to use really gross pickup lines just to, like, get
Bring
my
it.
Attention so
I'm
I can...
I'm ready for it.
All right, fine.
I came ready.
This guy. So, first of all, he says, you're thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. I hope that's wild enough to make it on your show.
He's canceled.
I said, LOL. Nope.
I'm not
he said,
here for this
wait,
thick
wait.
Theme. Nope.
We'll talk about it another day. Right now, we're talking about this Tinder man.
Okay, I'm so, so sorry. I just got scolded on... live radio and I'm already crying.
Then he goes, how about I want to f*** you till the room stinks.
I am offended. I am deeply offended. I'm calling the cops on him.
I was like, I don't think so.
We're done the show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm leaving because I need a moment. I need to speak with Jesus.
So gross. So Lord. Gross, so gross, so gross. I'm just going to give this guy a shout out because he goes,
don't do it. We don't
can you talk? Can you talk about me on your radio show? I was like, you've given me nothing to talk about. He's like, talk about the guy who slid into your Tinder messages trying to have sex with you.
Wow, so original. That is just such
so
a new
cringy,
concept. Thank you
cringy.
For being revolutionary, man.
Cringy, cringy, cringy. That's all I have to say. Oh, this one wins.
Okay, yeah. Cause I have
no, this is the last one, because this one is, like,
is this
best.
Okay.
You know this one. Okay. I sent you a screenshot of this one.
I probably forgot about it already.
Oh, my God.
Are
anyways,
you
so he said, I'll research, nothing else. What about a date?
That
is smooth.
Did he reply to you yet?
No.
Okay, well,
and I was like, I think I can make an exception. And that was yesterday at 2:00.
I have no words for you, sir. But
so
can
now,
you
Ivan,
reply to DJ X if you're listening? Which you probably. But I'm just going to make that call because I'm a good friend. I am here for
Thank
the love.
You. Thank you.
But
do you have some funny bios?
I screenshotted one and it got lost. But so basically things, and I wanted to create a list, but I'm just going to do it off the top of my head because I didn't write a list because I'm not prepared. So basically, I'm just going to list some of the things that I just is unacceptable to me. It's unacceptable.
Yeah, I like that.
So first of all, it is unacceptable. Acceptable to be vaping in your picture. Vaping's
I'm guilty.
For douchebags.
I'm guilty.
Yeah, so we're I'm getting a new host next week. Tune in. So don't vape. Also, don't wear muscle tees.
You're or shirtless.
Not, it's not. It's embarrassing.
Like, stop.
We're not here
I
for it.
I don't want to see your
I don't
shirtless.
Want to. Okay. Also, I'm not here for anyone that says that they exercise. No, I'm not more interested. Wine? Yes, always more wine. The question and the answer, always yes. But like, if you say, hey, I'm really active, I like hiking and I'm in the gym and I'm like, I'm listening to a barbell. That's how little I go to the gym. I'm lifting a barbell. I'm like, no, thank you, sir. Unless you're lifting my comforter onto me, we're not playing.
Not into it.
We're not playing. I saw a guy that I matched with on Tinder running today as I was driving home. Wow. And I was and like, I knew we wouldn't work out, sir. Knew it. You can run away because I'm not chasing you. So my dog is chasing her tail. Or if you're drinking PBR or any sort of Busch Light or Coors Light.
Okay, relax. Relax.
No, let's have standards. Everybody hates me officially. Everyone is tuned off. They have closed their computers and they're all deeply offended. But I'm just being me and I just need to be honest. And if you're drinking Bud Light or Coors Light or Busch
There's
Light.
There's nothing wrong.
You're not on my radar.
What's going on in here?
So, I mean, this those are some of the crazy. Few things. I'm going to come with a more prepared list next week. But if you've bleached your hair, that's a hard no.
Oh, unless it's like hockey eyebrow, play. No. Hockey playoffs.
I'm not here
hockey
for it.
Hockey teams do it.
I didn't sign up for that. I didn't sign up for a peroxide mullet. No, thank you.
Okay, relax.
I'm not
some
relaxing.
People are into that.
Yeah, well, they need to go to therapy then.
Probably.
But
sign me up.
Sign me up. I'm here for mustaches, though.
Okay, get out.
November is my
goodbye.
Favorite month. I love it. Anyways, so we have cut that short because we have a quick little article to bring up. But yeah, if you have a fun little story or something that you thought was absolutely ridiculous,
or date
somebody
got
slid
wrong.
Into your DMs and said something atrocious or had a really good line that you actually fell for and now you're married, then email us at rlswiperight@chell.com.
If you want to come in, let us know.
Let us know. So we were going to play a song, but because we talk too much, we are not going to take the break. So every week we will dive into an article that's relevant to modern dating. And either if it has anything to do with like statistics or something that had went viral or a new site that's popped up or a new app or whatever. Since there was one that I was going to do, but I'm not going to do right now. But how feminists decide who pays the bill. Mm-hmm. That one was interesting. Stay tuned for that maybe next week. Not next week because we are not on air, but the week following.
Week after, yeah.
So I'm just going to read a tweet that went viral and some of the replies because they're relevant, at least to me, and they should be to you. So activist and trans woman Danielle Moscato posted a simple question on Twitter last night. I'm reading this off of Nylon. And the question was, what would you do if all men had a 9 p.m. curfew? Which for me is super important. I'm definitely someone that has to make adjustments and have that in the front end of my mind whenever I'm leaving the house, especially because I have a dog and I'm walking with her often at night. So I'm just going to read you a few responses to that tweet. Again, it was, what would you do if all men had a curfew at 9 p.m.? So one woman replied, oh my God, that mind reels. Go dancing, take a walk, open the front door without fear. One even said, literally don't even know what to write because there's so many things. One woman said, I'd run at night. I would run so much at night.
Oh my God.
And another said, my whole life would have been different and now my daughter's life would be different. And there's another girl. She said, this thread really resonates with me and I expect with most women. You get used to a life where people have to offer to walk you home after dark and that's really sad. And I think that that's really important because I had experienced the other night when I walked home from, I was at the Rich Uncle Tavern downtown Kitchener and my friend's boyfriend actually walked me home and I was like, honestly, I'm fine and I normally am fine, but to feel as if you need that companion because yeah. You can't walk home at night. And I'm definitely someone like I will not bring my purse with me when I walk around. I have my lanyard around my neck so that I can easily access it and quickly lock my door. I lock my door the second I get inside my house. So yeah. I mean, especially because I live alone, I have to take precautions and you have to be careful. And there's been times where I've had to change directions. There's been times where I've had to leave the street that I'm on and literally dive behind houses because people have not only harassed me but also turned around in their car to follow me. Something that women have to think about
all the time.
Definitely is related to, I think, what we're talking about, because obviously we're talking about women and their experience and our experiences as women and women identifying people. So yeah, so what would you do if men had a 9 p.m. curfew?
Honestly, that tweet that woman said, there's so many things.
Yeah.
There are so many things. Like when you're walking home at night as a girl or a woman, you think about like, okay, my hair, is it in a ponytail? Can they grab it easily?
Yeah.
Are my keys in between my fingers, like just in case I have to, I don't know, like attack someone with my keys? Like,
I remember I used to, like when I was a kid, I'm so sorry I'm interrupting, but I like talking about myself.
Go
again,
for it.
A common theme. But
we're working on it.
We're narcissist. So I remember when I was younger, like I would literally plug my ears because I was so afraid that at night I would get catcalled or insulted or like verbally abused. The like passing cars, I would literally plug my ears because I was so afraid at what I would hear or what would happen or if I was paid attention to at all.
But the other side of that is you don't want to not hear.
I know. So it's kind of, it, cause, right? And I've also had that experience where I was coming home from work, I got off the bus and someone had rode past me on their bike and I'd gotten on the bus not thinking anything of it, walked down the street and a completely like 5 minutes later, it was nighttime, I had my headphones in and this man had turned around after he had seen me get off the bus and followed me down that street where it wasn't busy with cars and he literally put his hand under my skirt and grabbed me from behind and laughed so maliciously and it was so sick and I just remember feeling so violated. So it's really frustrating that I can't even walk and I'm sure many women have felt the same way but can't even walk having music on. Like, can I walk down the street with music? It's like literally I'm asking for the bare minimum and I can't even do that for and fear it's like, of being sexually assaulted.
What happened to you happens all the time.
Oh my god, and to such extremes. I mean, I don't want to compare. Honestly, it's terrifying. I mean, the so reality scary. Is that women have to make adjustments and women have to have that in the front end of their mind when they're going out at night. And it's bullshit. So we just changed society by having this conversation and you're welcome.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Yeah, we have to cut it short, obviously. I would have liked to read a little bit more of the responses and to have a larger conversation about that, but we are restricted and there is a show coming up for after class. So stay tuned, but for now, we're signing off. Don't forget to tune in the week following Reading Week because we are not on the air next week, but we will be talking a whole other topic. So stay tuned.
Every Thursday at 9.
Yeah, every Thursday at 9, we'll be here drinking a new bottle of wine, talking, and you're here for it. I know it.
Can't wait.
So we're signing off. Keep swiping right. Until next time.